The world is welcoming three more tenors, or three Mo tenors, as they call themselves. Thomas Young, Roderick Dixon, and Victor Trent Cook are the newest sensation of the PBS Great Performances series. The trio is now out with a CD of the live concert. That show came into being after Broadway director and choreographer Marion J. Caffey saw the original three tenors on TV attempting Broadway tunes. The thought occurred, why not showcase three singers who were classically trained and could swing?
Tell everybody, three Mo's in town. Sometimes you're serious, sometimes you got a clown. We don't let nobody play us cheap. We got heart, so who listen to the beat? So let the first time go.
Thomas Young is considered one of the best tenors working in contemporary opera today, having originated roles on stage at the Lyric Opera of Chicago, New York City Opera, and the San Francisco Opera. For three Mo tenors, he chose to sing one of Puccini's best-known arias. Thomas Young on this CD is Nessun Dorma,
yes.
The Puccini.
Yes.
Now, Pavarotti is known for this. I'm just wondering if you were throwing down the gauntlet.
Not at all. Not only was I not throwing down the gauntlet, there was not even a preconscious or unconscious attempt to do that. What we wanted to do was to do the most beautiful music we could do. And quite frankly, that has always been one of my favorite arias. Like a lot of opera singers, I'm a big-time Puccini fan. And quite frankly, I didn't have any comparison to anyone in mind.
For his aria, Roderick Dixon settled on A Mezza Me from Donizetti's The Daughter of the Regiment. The opera tells the tale of Tonio, a young man in love with the girl raised by the soldiers of her dead father's regiment. In this aria, Tonio tells of his desire to join the regiment and win the hand of the beautiful Marie. It is a demanding piece, calling on the tenor to hit 9 high C notes.
À mes amis, quel jour de fête, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux.
For me, you know, at 35 years old, to play a guy who's 16, there is no greater opportunity to explore, especially the tessitura of that role. The whole idea that, you know, at 16 he's jumping around, you know, singing these high C's because he's in such joy. It says, my soul, my hand is destined. I want you a part of my life, and I want to, you know, join the regiment and then also get married at the same time. And that's where those high C's show up.
What these three tenors take greatest pride in is their versatility, covering 7 distinct musical styles besides opera, gospel, blues, Broadway, jazz, soul, and rock and roll. Here, Victor Trent Cook with a Cab Calloway classic. Minnie the Moocher has a lot of audience participation. Did you plan that? Was that the idea?
Not the idea for him to participate as much as they did, but Mini Mucha is an audience pleaser.
Does that get you guys going?
Oh, it definitely gets us going. It's a great way to end the first act. And, you know, it's just a fun song for us, and we hope that we're pleasing you guys.
Now here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down, a hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hidey, hidey, ho!
Hidey, hidey, ho!
Victor Trent Cook, the tenor's concert allowed him to draw from his extensive experience on Broadway, but also offered him a rare opportunity to sing opera.
I've been having to do Broadway because of certain situations as a tenor don't allow us to do the music that we would love to do, but I've been on Broadway. I've been blessed to be on Broadway for the last 8 years. Not that I've wanted to be there that whole time, but I've been blessed to be there.
Aha. So then that gets us to maybe a whole separate issue, which is audiences have embraced sopranos and baritones for a generation or two who are African American. And why not the tenors?
I believe because the tenor gets the girl. To put it as succinctly as I can, either the opportunity exists and the talent does not, or the talent exists and the opportunity does not. And it depends on who you talk to.
One is curious as to how those decisions are made, especially at opera houses across the country, pertaining to casting people who have the qualifications and also the background and skill to deliver the character in such a wonderful way that gives a person a full body experience in the opera house.
La donna è mobile, qual piuma il vento, muta d'agendo e di pensiero. Sembra una amabile, leggiato ravviso, in bianco in riso, è menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual piuma il vento, muta d'agendo.
Tenors Victor Trent Cook, Roderick Dixon, and Thomas Young. Their new CD is called Three Mole Tenors.